Good morning, Symphony Church. We're continuing in our journey through 1 Thessalonians. For those of us who joined yesterday, I hope you spent the day remembering your friendships and reaching out to your brothers and sisters. Today's passage continues in that theme, and Paul shows us a glimpse of his love for the church. So let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 3, 6 to 17, and I'll read that for us. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you, for this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. So super quick recap, Paul and co. ministered to the people in Thessalonica and saw much fruit. They were persecuted as a result and fled, and Paul, out of great concern for how the Thessalonians were doing, sent Timothy to check in on them. And we pick up right when we learn what type of report Timothy brings back to Paul. And he brings back good news. Not like the gospel good news, but actually the result of the gospel being shared and lived out on the part of the Thessalonians. Paul notes specifically that Timothy brings news of the Thessalonians' faith and love. We see this in verse 6. John Calvin comments that faith and love is the sum total of godliness, and that if any believer lives their life aiming for these two things in Christ, they will be lacking in nothing. So we see that faith and love are important virtues, so much so that when Paul receives word that the Thessalonians are abounding in these two things, verses 7 through 8 show that he is comforted in his distress and affliction, and now he lives, since they are standing fast in the Lord. All in all, faith and love is good news. There is joy to be had when a church is full of faith and love. We see Paul even return thanksgiving to God for all the joy that he felt for the Thessalonians' sake, in verse 9. More than growing in numbers, more than holding influence in their city, more than starting programs and ministries or developing a healthy culture, we see that being faithful to the Lord and loving one another is what God desires for his church. And just as Paul responded with joy to the church in Thessalonica, and as the Lord surely responded with joy, we ought to respond with joy when we see faith and love abound in our church. Moreover, these two things should be endeavors that we strive for. And we should ask ourselves continually, is Symphony Church abounding in faith and love? I think this is a question that, when we think and pray hard about it, it reveals both the amazing fruit as well as the areas that need tending to. Paul closes out our passage today with a short prayer. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. We see actually that Paul prays a lot for the church in Thessalonica. He writes in verse 10 that he prays earnestly night and day for the Thessalonians. And you can imagine that those prayers sounded a lot like the prayer that we see in our passage. When it comes to the pursuit of faith and love, Paul demonstrates that prayer can be both a way to give thanks to God when we see it around us, and also as a way to work hard towards attaining it. Even with the Thessalonians doing a great job in these things, Paul still prays that God makes them increase and abound in love for one another, as we see in verse 12. It goes without saying that the Thessalonians didn't get to where they were out of goodwill or natural benevolence. It's through the ministering of the Holy Spirit, the transformation that comes from being saved by Jesus and from a right relationship with the Father. And as Paul prays for the increasing of these heavenly virtues for his brothers and sisters, like he must have done countless times before, he calls on God to shape his church. So what can we do? How can we strive to be a church that is successful in our pursuit of faith and love? Well, first, let's set aside time today to pray for our church. We can start now. Of course, I'll give us a little bit of time to do so. But if possible, try to find a pocket of time throughout your day to really sit down and dedicate a chunk of time to praying. And consider all the ways that faith and love can be found at Symphony. I feel like every time I really do this and I sit down and I pray for our church, there's just so many things that come to mind that it feels like I could pray forever. You know, even off the top of my head, we have micro churches meeting throughout the week. We have our prayer gatherings. We have our college worship at Encore. We have our Sunday services. We have all of these different ministries that our brothers and sisters are serving in. And there's so many areas for faith and love to abound. So let's pray for that. Second, let's also set aside time today to pray for ourselves. It only makes sense that when pursuing these things as a church, we start with the part that's most available to us, ourselves. It can be all too easy at times to point fingers at the church and condemn all the ways that it falls short without ever feeling any responsibility as a member of it to seek help from the Lord. You know, where are the areas in my heart that are abounding in faith and love? Where are the areas that are lacking? Let's see the importance in intentionally praying for these things. So I'll give us a little bit of time just to start those prayers in our hearts. And I hope that you can continue to pray for these two things as we go about our day today. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness in our church and just how much you've carried us. Lord, when I just look back and see how our church has grown to be a church that is faithful, to be a church of love, it does fill my heart with joy. It fills my heart with gladness that your gospel is transforming lives. Lord, that dry bones are awakening. But Lord, I pray that we not grow complacent. I pray that we continue to really strive and really push to continue to see faith and love grow in our church. Lord, there are so many things that have yet to really be saturated in these things. There are so many ways that we could do better. And Lord, I pray that you lead us in that. Lord, show us your heart, give us a glimpse of it, and may we be transformed and be inspired to do more. So Lord, we thank you. Lord, show us how you want us to serve and to love and to trust. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.